there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Jeff Dollar. Security called on Jeff at the airport?
And that's a dangerous thing, because if security gets called on you at the airport, that's like old school.
Like you got a pipe bomb in your luggage.
No, it doesn't even. No, it's like I'm thinking like that's old school. Like that's like having the police called on you in North Korea. You just disappear. You're never seen again. Like you're never allowed to fly again. You're never allowed to come to the airport. I'm like Amtrak and Greyhound. I'm leaving the driving to them. Like that's what happens. So it's a dangerous situation. And I have to. I will preface this by saying that I love Delta. It is my preferred airline. I am a fan of Delta. I love living in Atlanta because there's a Delta hub. This is the Delta hub. Mm-hmm. So I can go anywhere I want to go. And I have never had one of those airline horror stories that you hear about ever happen to me with any airline, but specifically with Delta. And I fly, I don't know, I mean, I'm not like George Clooney, but, you know, in his movie, but I fly a lot and have never really had, I mean, weather delays happen or whatever, but I've never had anything significant. So I want to preface it by saying that, because my Delta experience is generally good. But you remember the story Melissa told a week or two ago about walking up to the car rental counter in Los Angeles and the guy said, oh yes, I see you have a reservation, but we don't have a car. And just
and threw me out on the street with my luggage, and I had to get a taxi to go get a flight.
There's nothing more pathetic, just as a side note, there's nothing more pathetic than walking down a sidewalk a very long distance with your luggage, your baggage dragging
behind
you.
With your roller bag.
It's on a street that you really shouldn't be on.
It's all the luggage. It's the big suitcase with the little suitcase on top and the handle, and I'm walking up L.A. sidewalk just trying to hail a cab. Anybody?
Help me.
Sweating your breasts off.
Avis sucks.
So
we're going after all the majors, aren't we?
Take them down. No, so here's what happened. I had a reservation to fly. We were going up, you know, this weekend we were taking my parents, Jessica and I were taking my parents to see Sugarland in concert. Mm-hmm. My dad is a huge Sugarland fan, and I had made arrangements for him to meet Jennifer Nettles at the show. So this is a big, fun weekend. And what we had done is booked a flight into Rochester, because that was closer to where the concert venue was. Mm-hmm. And we were going to fly into Rochester and then go to the show. That was the big plan, right? So on Friday night, I decided to see if I could change the time of my flight from about 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. And so I logged on to Delta.com. I changed the flight. And I don't know if you know this, but if there's an itinerary change, like if Delta changes your schedule, mm-hmm. you're allowed to move your flight within a certain window of time without there being any penalty or change fees or anything.
If they have changed it.
So if you're originally supposed to take off at 10 a.m. and they moved it to 9:30 or something, you're allowed to, if that doesn't work with you, you're allowed to make one change, no charge. And that's what had happened to this flight. So mm-hmm. I changed it and it came up and it said there's no charge, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when I hit confirm, it says you're going to have to show your ID at the airport. And this has happened before when I've booked a flight within 24 hours of travel. I think it's a security thing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so you can make sure you're not using a ripped off credit card or I don't know what. But I didn't have any problem with that. So I get to the airport and I go to the kiosk because I'm stubborn like that. And I thought there might have been like a glitch and I could, you know, they would print my boarding pass at the kiosk. But the kiosk says you have to go to an attendant.
Huh.
So I go up to the attendant.
Don't you hate when the big machine is working properly?
Yes. So I go up to the counter. I go up to one woman, and she's so helpful. And she goes, yeah, this ticket, something doesn't look right, so you got to go to the counter, and they'll have to print it for you there. I said, okay. So I go up to the counter, and I give my license and credit card to the dude, and I said, and I told him what happened. And he said, he pulls it up on his computer, and he goes, no, you don't have a reservation. And I go, yeah, I do. I changed it, and this is it, and this is the confirmation number, ticket number, name, whatever.
And immediately, probably somewhere in the back of your head, you have somebody in your head going, okay, this has everything to do with the ticket change. There's been a problem somewhere in the computer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you don't have a reservation. I looked at it that morning to check seat assignments, and I actually had gotten upgraded from having SkyMiles. So I had gotten upgraded, so I was excited. So that morning I looked, I saw that I got the upgrade. I even said to Jessica, hey, we got the upgrade, you know, and so
I put your first class clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really do that. So I still wear cutoff jeans and a t-shirt. I'm going to Rochester.
Well, that might be the reason why you didn't get on the flight.
So I saw it that morning, and I said, I just looked at it seriously an hour ago. I said, it's totally fine. Can you look again? He must have repeated, and Jessica can remember the exact quote, but he must have repeated a dozen times. Yeah, you don't have a reservation. You don't have a reservation. No, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do. You've got no reservation. And I explained to him what I did, and he goes, yeah, you must have screwed that up because the whole reservation's canceled.
Oh.
And I said, but it's on Delta.com. Like, I saw it this morning. And he goes, there's no reservation. Well, I was already having, like, rough morning or whatever. So I just said to Jessica, I'm like, will you handle this? Because I'm going to step away.
Now batting for the frustrated Jeff Dollar, right. Jessica.
I was like, you understand what happened, right?
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
Because the more frustrated you get with airline people, typically the more firm they become against you.
Right.
That's very mature.
So I even said, hey, will you handle this real quick? I'm just going to step outside. So I walked away from the counter, right? And I figured, you know what, Jessica will talk to him, straighten it all out. And I walked, you know,
show
went outside.
Boob, it'll be fine.
And then I got outside and I realized I have my laptop with me. I will look online and see it. So I come back, and he had walked away to ask a supervisor, and I'm like, there you go. You put the girl in charge. The guy responds immediately. I said, he's going to come back and give us a ticket. So he comes back, and he goes, you don't have a reservation, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. And Jessica goes, well, can we buy tickets on the flight? We'll just buy them, thinking that we'll deal with it after the fact.
Right.
Let's just buy the tickets.
Get up there.
And then we'll sort it out Monday.
Right.
And he goes, the flight's full. There's nothing you can do. So he kept repeating this, and then he gets on the phone. Meanwhile, I've got my laptop open, and I'm showing him, and he actually said the sentence, just because the Delta website shows you having a confirmed ticket doesn't mean you have a confirmed ticket.
What?
And I was like,
are you sure this is not the same guy I dealt with in LA?
And I said to him, I'm like, you hear what you just said? And he goes, yeah, we can't control Delta.com. You, this is his other quote, you have a ticket. But I don't have your ticket,
what?
So you don't have a ticket.
Not handled well. I wouldn't think that's right off the script.
Wow.
Right.
So I'm going, okay.
He's veering from the script now.
Yeah. So he gets on the phone, and he calls this other department. He's on the phone, and nothing's coming of it. You know, like, he gets off the phone. He goes, yeah, there's nothing I can do.
And if his demeanor had been different, if he had been saying,
totally.
You know what, we're going to work this out.
Yes.
I don't know, understand what's going on, but we're going to work this out.
Yes.
Your reaction would be totally different, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, he gets off the phone. He goes, you don't have
Melissa's
a ticket.
Melissa's getting mad for you right now, by the way.
Because customer service sucks.
Yeah.
At this point, I go, I need to speak with somebody else. And he goes, there's nobody else going to be able to help you. I already called the global department.
Oh boy.
I'm not really feeling you, helping me. So how about getting me a manager or just anyone else? And he said, sorry, there's nobody else who can help you. And at some point he goes, you don't have a ticket. I turned my laptop around and I held it out to him and I go, I have a ticket right here. And probably that loud and that angry. I mean, people looked. And he stepped away and goes, they don't pay me enough to deal with you.
What?
No! So then my response was, he goes, so I'm done with you. And I'm like, great. Send someone over competent in your place. He said, I'll get somebody competent and walked out from behind the counter and went to a TSA agent.
Wow.
And I stood there and watched him. And he had a conversation with the TSA agent. Then he came back, didn't say a word to me, got a supervisor. Supervisor came over. First thing the supervisor said to me, I could sell you two tickets on that flight.
Nuh-uh.
You're like, I asked about that how long ago?
40 minutes ago.
Ooh,
so then Jessica says, perfect. Takes out the credit card, says, we'll take the tickets. I look at the clock. It's like they're boarding right now. It leaves in 15 minutes. And he goes, oh, yeah, you'll never make it.
Same guy.
No, this is the supervisor.
This is the supervisor.
The second guy.
So he would have he would have let you pay for the tickets.
We would have been on that flight. So what ended up happening is he goes, so now what do you want me to do? That's what he says. They go, so you fix it. Get me there.
Get me there. Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, I don't know what the options are. And so I end up on my laptop finding a flight to Buffalo, which is an hour away, booking it, Everything was set. And he goes, he hands Jessica the boarding passes. And I said, the last thing, he didn't say anything else. I go, you done? And he goes, yeah. And I go, so no apology? And he says, it's not my fault. It happened on Delta.com.
Wow.
And, now, then, and then you had to, and you had to look up your own flight.
Yeah. So the end of the story is that I sent out a few frustrated tweets about it, and I was very impressed. Delta responds to their tweets.
They did.
They responded to me within a few minutes and said, "Hey, here's let us know what we can do." And I've had some email exchanges with them, and they have gone above and beyond to make it right.
Great.
Okay,
right.
So it ends up okay.
Yeah, but I'm,
but that's because of Delta Twitter.
Yes,
it's different than Delta.com. Okay.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.